Hello.
Hello, my name is Nikki. I'm an attorney called from the Alabama Department of Labor, the Unemployment Division. This call is
Yes, ma'am.
recorded for quarantine assurance purposes. May I speak to the person requesting this call back? How may I assist you?
Okay, you're speaking with the person that requested the call, and I'm calling because I looked online and it said that my claim for this week had been disqualified because I didn't meet the minimum search requirements. And I'm calling to report that I got a job. So I don't know how it didn't meet it because on the answers I provided, I indicated that I had interviewed and I was awaiting a response. And I started today. And I don't know what in the world is going on with this. This is the second time this has happened. And I can't, I have had a blowout on my tire. I don't have anybody to get it fixed. I don't know why they've done that, but I need to please get that resolved.
Okay, so therefore you was coming because you've been disqualified and that you have found another job. Is that correct?
It's a twofold call. Yes, ma'am. I'm calling to let y'all know that I found a job.
Okay, so the only thing that you need to do is not file your weekly certification every week since you stated that you already have found another job.
What? No, I'm talking about I just started today, but this was for last week. Last week is the claim, the week claim, just that week just got denied. It said I did not meet the minimum search requirements, job search requirements. You know, when you file your claim, you have to answer the questions about whether you looked for work and provide three places you called upon or filed, applied with. And I provided the information. I went to three different places, and one of them hired me last week.
Okay, so
So
therefore, yes, ma'am, go ahead.
I didn't put that in the thing because I didn't know yet. I put awaiting response. I said I met with them, and that you have options to choose whether you interviewed, applied online, or are awaiting a response. And that's what I chose. Now, if that's the wrong thing to choose, I didn't know that. And I'm just begging y'all to please reverse that. I cannot go another week without getting paid.
Yes, ma'am, that's understandable. So therefore, you just calling because you have been disqualified because of your work search. Is that correct, ma'am?
That's what it said. Yes, that's what it says
Yes,
online.
ma'am, I'll be more than happy to assist you. First, can I please have your Social Security number?
419-29-7157.
Can you please repeat your Social Security number?
Okay. 419-29-7157.
Thank you. Can you verify your name for me?
Elizabeth Hobson.
Thank you. Can you verify your driver's license number for me?
Yes, ma'am. 558-3972.
Thank you. Can you verify your mother's maiden name for me?
Morgan.
Thank you. Can you verify your date of birth for me?
September 2nd, 1971.
Thank you. And let me just take a look for you. Yes,
Okay.
ma'am, you have been disqualified or determined ineligible for benefits as determined. You are ineligible for unemployment compensation for the above period of time, as you did not provide the requested documentation or the specific contacts for your work search. Thus, you did not meet the unemployment compensation work search requirements. And yes, ma'am, now what I can do for you, I can be able to give you the number to the inquiry line since you have been disqualified. Did you want to go ahead and write down that number?
I know that number, and then that means I'm going to have to wait until the next day to get a call. And I'm saying I was expecting my deposit today, and I did provide the information. I've got the number with the confirmation number where I filed my claim. I gave the information, and there shouldn't have been anything wrong with it. So what was wrong with it? What?
I'm sorry, I don't have that information. That is a question for you to ask the inquiry line because I don't have that information.
Well, you know, when I call them, I have to call and make an appointment for the next day, and I can't operate like that. It's just not fair.
Okay. Did you try to go on the website to submit a ticket?
No.
Okay. Did you want me to walk you through it on the website so you could be able to go ahead and submit a ticket?
I suppose.
Okay. Just let me know once you get on the homepage. Then I can be able to go ahead and walk you through it from there.
Okay, just a minute.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, I'm just checking on you, see if you're on the home page.
I guess I am at the claimant portal.
Okay, log out your claimant portal.
I'm not logged in yet.
Okay.
So am I where I'm supposed to be, adol.alabama.gov?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Okay, just scroll down until you be able to see I want to. Do you see start an unemployment claim?
I say provide claim information.
Okay, click on learn more.
Right.
And do you have like your claimant ID number?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead and fill out all the information above and let me know once you get down to the drop down box.
Okay.